A living mythology is a composition of mythological symbols. And a living mythological symbol is an energy evoking and directing sign. A symbol of this kind, when it is functioning, evokes energy immediately. It hits you as music that you respond to, as a picture that you respond to, as a face that you respond to. It does not pass through the brain in order to bring about its response. The interpretation of symbols is then a secondary matter. The symbol works of itself directly, immediately, touching a releasing mechanism in the psyche. The source of these symbols is psychological. The symbols are then interpreted in terms of local circumstance, local need, by the various authoritarian traditions. Now, one of the problems in our Christian tradition today is that the interpretations of these symbols have been furnished from times long, long ago in other lands with other references and other circumstances to determine the meanings assigned to them. And with the changes in the world that have come about very dramatically and in many very important ways most recently, they have lost their force. Now, it's one of the most discouraging and distracting things today to see in the United States, the situation of one of the most intensely carried on seasons of interest in religious matters. People, young people, old people, everywhere are in search for mythological and religious foundations. And with this, the churches are losing their congregations. I've been around the country a great deal in the past few years, and everywhere you see churches turned into theaters, into restaurants. I know one in Westchester County. The buffet is where the altar used to be. The whole thing is extremely perplexing. And it is, to me, particularly perplexing, since the people who are catching the energies of these questing Christians are gurus from India, rishis from Japan, and also, along with these, a good many opportunistic fakers. The Christian symbols are the same symbols that one finds in these religions also. How is it that they are working when they're brought to us by gurus and not working when presented by ministers from the pulpit? And this is a question I'd like to deal with this evening.